Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are again for another Sunday morning Tama Talk. I'm Prakru Bhairika, Dr. Barton Yanatiro from the United States, and I'm going to interview Dr. Rajayan Wisit, the abbot of Wat Longposo, Thammakayaram, in Damnern Sarawak district of Ratberi province, Thailand. Dr. Prajayan Wisit is one of Thailand's most well-known meditation masters and Buddhist scholars, dedicated to revitalizing Buddhism with equal emphasis on scripture study and meditation. He has led Wat Longposo to become a center of excellence in both specialties, training over 20,000 participants annually in Tama, Pali, meditation, and related areas. This is our eighth Sunday Tama Talk, now into the second year. We are currently discussing the three higher trainings which summarize the Noble Eightfold Path. First, Atisila Sikha, or the higher training in morality. Second, Aticitta Sikha, or higher mental training, focusing on concentration meditation. And third, Atibhanya Sikha, or higher training in wisdom, which focuses on vipassana, or insight meditation. Last month, we discussed the theoretical aspects of the higher training, Aticitta Sikha, or higher mental training in samatha, or concentration meditation. This month, we will devote our broadcast primarily to samatha meditation practice. Dr. Prajayan Wisit, welcome, Venerable Sir. Could you please begin by summarizing the theoretical aspects of samatha meditation that we discussed last time? First, what benefits should one expect from samatha or samatha meditation?
Samatha, or concentration, is very useful in daily life. Even those who don't meditate formally, there are five concrete benefits. First, concentration maintains and improves mental health, developing inner peace and tranquility, which foster serenity, contentment, and happiness. Second, it engenders cool, calm composure, fostering self-possessed, rational behavior, unbiased judgment, and smooth, unruffled social interaction. Third, concentration focuses thought, dispelling confusion, and leading to more perspective, analysis, and deeper insight. Fourth, it maintains and improves physical health, providing rest and relaxation, averting sickness, and developing strength and vigor. Finally, the fifth and ultimate benefit of concentration is cleansing out the five hindrances which constrict our mental processes in order to purify the mind to higher levels of consciousness. The five hindrances are drowsiness or laziness, doubt or uncertainty, ill will or enmity, distraction or restlessness, and sensual desire or enchantment. Samatha meditation overcomes these hindrances and develops the mental tools for effective, objective observation of nature in vipassana or insight meditation. To develop right wisdom, vipassana meditation then permits the meditator to penetrate the Four Noble Truths, to see clearly and compare objectively the compound, impermanent, unsatisfactory, suffering, and hollow emptiness of this world with the non-compound, eternal, peacefully happy, and ultimately meaningful essence of Nibbana or Nirvana.
Thank you, Venerable Sir. Now please summarize what samatha is. What should we contemplate and what should we do?
Samatha, or Aticitta Sikha, is higher mental training through concentration meditation, combining developing inner peace and concentration together, Lord Buddha lists 9 effective subjects of samadhi or concentration meditation, 4 foundations of mindfulness, the body, feelings, mind and mental objects, 3 inherent sufferings, old age, sickness and death, 1 ultimate separation, the final parting from loved ones and ourself, and 1 inevitably end result, the inescapable karmic consequences of our actions, that is, the unavoidable natural law of cause and effect that determines our next rebirth. There is no way out. Only conscientious, consistently good behavior can save us. Samatha meditation covers 3 of the 8 factors of the Noble Eightfold Path. Number 1, right effort. Samma vayama. Number 2, right mindfulness. Samma sati. And number 3, right concentration. Samma samadhi. The first factor, right effort, is defined as 4 exertions. First, to prevent the arising of new bad habits of action, speech, or thought, such as killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, addictions, lying, and divisive speech, and evil intentions based on greed, lust, hatred, and deluded thinking. The second effort is to abandon such bad habits as have already arisen. The third is to develop new good habits such as generosity and benevolence. Finally, the fourth effort is to maintain good habits which have already arisen. The second factor, right mindfulness, is defined as the 4 foundations of mindfulness, alert inner perception, anupassana, and contemplation of body, feelings, mental states, and Lord Buddha's Dhamma, or teachings about the true nature of reality. The meditator continues contemplating the body in the body, both internal and external, along with the arising and vanishing of phenomena in the body. He remains detached, being aware that there is body, without any clinging. Similarly, the meditator perceives and contemplates the feeling in the feelings as pleasant, painful, or neutral, without any clinging. Then, the meditator perceives the contemplates the mind in the mind as lustful, hateful, deluded, distracted, developed, unsurpassed, concentrated, liberated, or opposites of these states, again, without any clinging. Finally, the meditator perceives the contemplates the Dhamma in the Dhamma, or specifically, the 5 hindrances, the 5 aggregates, the 6 sense organs, their sense objects, and 7 factors of enlightenment, and the 4 noble truths. Finally, mental training also covers right concentration, or samasamadhi. Samadhi is defined as developing the 4 rupachanas, or states of absorption, going deeper and deeper inside to purify the mind. The venerable commentator Prabhuttakosajan has listed 40 effective meditation devices which fall into 7 categories. There are 10 subjects of recollection, anusati, 10 meditation objects, kasenya, 10 ghastly sign, asupa, 4 divine qualities, brahma vihara, 4 formless absorption, arupa jhana, 1 contemplation of food as garbage, ahare patikun sanya, and 1 set of elements or essence, thought. The jhanas purify the mind from the 5 hindrances which obscure, clear, sightedness and transform the normal human sense into powerful instruments of observation, enabling the necessary and sufficient, reliable and valid collection of the relevant data required for direct lucid comprehension of the true nature of reality.
Now, please tell us about the four jhanas, or states of absorption.
The normal human mind is already absorbed by the five hindrances. Five hindrances are ignorance or laziness, doubt, vichikicca, vyapada, restlessness or worry, uttaccha, kukkuccha, and sensual desire, kamachanda. As the meditator approaches absorption, he or she perceives spontaneous nimitta, or sign of progress, which are the tools of jhana. First, meditator perceives parikam nimitta, or preliminary signs, signifying temporary or weak kanika samadhi. With practice, these develop into an intermediate sign, or ukkaha nimitta. This signifies substantial or upacara samadhi, which is already in close to stable samadhi. Finally, mind stop at center of the patipaka or enduring nimitta, signifies permanent samadhi. At this stage, the meditator can control the nimitta, moving it and changing its size. At this point, the mind develops the five jhana virtues, each of which purifies the mind of corresponding hindrance. The jhana virtues are applied thought or attention vitakka, which purifies drowsiness or laziness, sustained thought or contemplation vichara, which purifies doubt, or rapture, beauty, purifies hatred or ill will, peaceful happiness, sukha, which purifies lessness of and one-pointed concentration, which purifies sensual desire or enchantment. These five jhana virtues all develop together quickly by the first jhana level. Thereafter, the meditator ascends to the second, third, and fourth jhana, as becomes more refined, purer, and more stable.
How does the meditator then continue to realize the four foundations of mindfulness in Samatha Vipassana meditation?
Concentration of the mind at the various jhana levels develops a stable, concentrated mind, purified from hindrances. This is the necessary and sufficient preparation for direct comprehension of the four foundations of mindfulness. Highly worthy for the four foundations of mindfulness is anupassana, of the body in the body, feelings in the feelings, mind in mind, and dhamma in dhamma. Anupassana means inner perception more than contemplation. In Samatha Vipassana meditation, this is carried out by actually seeing, knowing, and becoming successively more and more refined, purer and purer inner bodies, taking on their corresponding feelings, mental states, and dhamma. As the meditator achieves higher and higher levels of consciousness, he or she attains deeper and deeper understanding of dhamma. The meditator uses the higher capability of Ichno, elevate mind, to reach the next body. The bodies are just the visible, attainable base supporting the higher virtue, happier feelings, elevated mind, and deeper dhamma. The meditator is drawn naturally to leave the crude body behind and become the more blissful, refined body, with purer mind and more profound dhamma. Thus, meditator continues moving up step by step through all eight worlds body and 10 Dhammakaya bodies, which encompass the crude and refined noble disciples, the stream enterer or Sodaban, once returner or Sakatakami, non-returner or Anakami, and Dhammakaya Sen or Arahant, which is 40 meters in height and width. At the noble disciple level, the meditator develops supernormal tools such as angel vision, angel hearing, the mental telescope, and the mental microscope, which facilitate effective and efficient vipassana meditation.
Now, can you please lead us in a brief introduction to samatha meditation?
Now, we sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left. The right hand rests on the left, palms turn upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax body. Until you feel comfortable, close your eyelids lightly, do not press them. In basic samatha practice, we use two aids, the repeat word or mantra, parikampavana, and the object of visualization, parikamnimitta. The repetitive word is samma arahang, which is Buddha nusati, or remembrance of Buddha's virtues. From the anusati category of meditation devices, the object of visualization is a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the aloka kasinya, or light object. From the kasinya meditation devices, using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body. Such concentration allows the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness to come together into oneness. Begin by mentally imagining a bright, clear, luminous sphere located just outside your nostril aperture, right at the opening of nose, for ladies on the left side. And for gentlemen on the right side, this is the first base at which the mind pauses. Focus your full attention at the center of the sphere so that the four components of the mind, which are seeing, remembering, thinking, and recognizing, come together at one point together with the sphere. It is a natural phenomena that whenever you see any object with your mind, these four components of the mind are functioning together along with that object. When you see the sphere, these four mental components are functioning together with the sphere. And when you focus your mind at the center of the sphere, they all come together at the one point. This is the way we calm and concentrate our mind. The mind itself is invisible, but we use visible objects to train it. While your mind is concentrated at the center of the sphere, recite over and over to yourself the mantra or repeated words samma arahang, samma arahang, samma arahang. This is Buddha nusati, or recollection of Buddha's virtues. Samma is the Pali word for right, meaning ultimately correct or true. It is first word of which of the factors in the Noble Eightfold Path, right speech, right action, right livelihood, etc. Here, we use it as an abbreviation of Samma Sambuddho, meaning Lord Buddha's enlightened wisdom. This recollection amounts to making the wish, may I gain wisdom. The second word of mantra is arahang, meaning purity. It constitutes remembrance of Lord Buddha's spotless freedom from defilements and amounts to the wish, may I gain purity. Now, keeping your mind at the center of the sphere, mentally move the sphere slowly, smoothly, and gently inside the nose, upward through the nose, and over into the eye socket. For ladies on the left side, and for the gentlemen on the right side, don't worry about the sphere fitting inside the nose. Mental objects do not have to fit into physical objects. Rest the sphere in the eye socket and recite Samma Arahang to yourself 3 times. This is second base for pausing your mind. Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang. Next, still keeping your mind at the center of the sphere, bring the sphere back to the center of the head, at eye level. This is the third base. Raise the sphere there and repeat Samma Arahang 3 times. Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang. From here, we begin to move the sphere downwards. It helps to roll the eyeballs up slightly, just gently, not too much. Keeping our mind at the center of the sphere, we move the sphere straight to the palate terminus, the back of the roof of the mouth. Rest the mind there. This is the fourth base for pausing the mind. Repeat Samma Arahang 3 times. Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang. We continue our downward journey, bringing the sphere straight downward to the opening of the throat aperture. Keep your mind at the center of the sphere and rest the sphere there. This is the fifth base for pausing the mind. Repeat Samma Arahang 3 times. Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang. From here, we make the long move straight down to the center of the body at the navel level, behind the belly button. You can imagine a bright, thin, clear line from the belly button straight back to the backbone, and another line crosswise from left to right. These lines meet at the center of the body. You can also visualize a third line right down the center of the body, through the throat, crossing the first two. This is the path down which we move the sphere slowly, smoothly, gently, down, down, down. Keep your mind always at the center of the sphere, and bring the sphere to rest at this sixth base of the mind. Repeat Samma Arahang for 3 times. Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang. Finally, we make our last short move back upward, the way we came. Keeping our mind at the center of the sphere, we move the sphere back up the central pathway to be just about 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the belly button. This is the seventh and the final base of the mind. This is where we will always meditate in the future. We won't move the mind anywhere further. Position 7 is where the breathing ends. If you take a few deep breaths and observe the breath going down inside the body, you will see it end here. Rest your mind inside the sphere at the position number 7 and repeat Samma Arahang for 3 times. Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang. We have arrived. This is the mind's permanent resting place. Wherever, whenever a person or any other creature is born, dies, sleeps, or wakens, the Dhamma sphere which governs the body arises from this position. The Dhamma sphere is composed of the vision sphere, the memory sphere, the thought sphere, and the awareness sphere. Keep the bright sphere resting at the center of the body. Mentally, recite the words Samma Arahang continuously to keep the sphere still and make it become brighter and clearer. Focus your mind at the bright center of the sphere and at the bright center of each successive sphere that emerges. Pay no attention to any external sensation. Do not force the mind too strongly. Do not use the physical eyes to focus on the vision. Always focus on the center of each new sphere, which emerges. Rest the mind there. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm and equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You should feel that your mind is in the very purest state it has ever achieved, with firm oneness. You should experience the greatest happiness that you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within. This is due to being fully pure from the five hindrances. If you continue to focus the mind at the center of the center of each successive sphere, the center expands itself naturally. Initially, you see sphere after sphere. Ultimately, you will come to see some refined body. Usually, this is the refined human body, which looks like you yourself, but is much nicer and is transparent. At this point, you may begin to observe some supernormal abilities, such as supernormal vision and hearing. The mind is now alert, razor sharp, and fully prepared for vipassana meditation. And now, let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation, and previously, together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers, and our friends. We share with our king and our queen, and the whole royal family, especially with the king's elder sister, who has recently passed on. And we also share with enemies, anyone with whom we may have disagreement. Let us always remember that we are all brothers and sisters together. Here, in this world of suffering, through birth, old age, sickness, and death, we share with all celestial beings, the angels, the gods, and the Brahmins. We share with all the animals, and with the beings suffering in hell, including the ghost and the demons. May Lord Buddha bless us all to lead a peaceful, happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. You have taught us a lot and opened new doors.
May Lord Buddha be with all of you.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.